Brendan. Camel toe Harris. Fentanyl crisis. Critical race theory is like physics. If only we voted Republican harder.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Hi, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. This ain't it. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Brandon's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. You are motherfucking welcome. The amount of welcome, it is infinite. There's like an infinite amount of monkeys with an infinite amount of typewriters typing an infinite amount of your welcome. And this right here that your ears are being graced by is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys motherfucking statist all around the world. Fucking tranny statist, fag statist, hetero statist, bi statist, male statist, female statist, non-gender conforming compliance XYZ statist. And in today's episode, more Texas status, because Texas is a big state. It's a big state. They got big skies out there. It's a big state, Texas. There's a lot of statist in the state of Texas. Let's go back. We gotta throw this on back for a minute. We gotta go back on here. We're teaching physics and various things that are science and not subject to certain opinions. This is a Republican. The Republican, Brian McCall, Chancellor of the Texas University System and former Republican, not former Republican, former Republican member. He's still a Republican. He was a former member of the Texas House. Okay, he's still a Republican. There are things that are not subject to certain opinions. See, there are things that, according to a Republican, that if we just vote harder for the Republicans, everything will get better because the Republicans are different than the Democrats. See, they're different. It's just like if I'm raping you, you're a man because you're listening to this podcast, unless you're literally Hitler fangirl, who's the only woman, literally Hitler, the only woman who is capable of listening to this podcast emotionally and intellectually. See, if I rape your mom and I rape her in the asshole, see, that's different than if I rape her in the vagina. See, one of those is okay. Which one it is depends which one has the capital R behind it. One of those is okay, but the other one is just all kinds of fucked up. Once again, anyone who thinks there's a difference between Republican politicians and Democrat politicians, this person either has a vagina or a college diploma. You say, well, you know, there's some people that can go to college and don't have vaginas that they think there's a difference. Well, those are honorary vagina holders, okay? Various things that are science and not subject to certain opinions. In other words, not up for discussion. We are not allowed to even question these things. Because see, that's science. When you're not allowed to question something, that's what is a science. Good thing I started my fourth beer. We're still on September 29th, 2022. A new CDC report indicates Texas has one of the largest dips in life expectancy. Unsurprisingly, with more than 1 million Wuhan-related deaths to date, every state in the U.S. saw a decline in life expectancy in 2020, when the pandemic began. Right, when all those old people who were going to die in 6 months anyhow died early, there was a dip in the life expectancy. In Texas, life expectancy dropped from 78.6 years in 2019 to 76.5 years in 2020. The decline in Texas was largest among men at 2.4 years, larger among men at 2.4 years than women at 1.7 years. But of course, we all know that women are the real victims. Yeah, men's life expectancy declined by 2.4 years. Women's life expectancy declined by 1.7 years. But of course, women are the real victims. The state ranked eighth. The state ranked eighth in decline in life expectancy. The Express News interviewed Dr. Fred Campbell, an associate professor of internal medicine at the Long School of Medicine at UT Health San Antonio. He said it was a complex issue. I mean, he's right about that. He said it was a complex issue. Life expectancy didn't just drop. Shock news. It didn't drop just because of the Wuhan hoax. It did, but it didn't. Okay? He said, quote, accessibility and affordability of the state's healthcare system is primarily to blame. He did not say the Wuhan virus is primarily to blame. See, notice how this starts off. Unsurprisingly, with a million Wuhan deaths, life expectancy went down. Then we talked to this professor of internal medicine, and he says, quote, accessibility and affordability, which is interesting because I thought Obamacare gave us all free healthcare, accessibility and affordability of the state's healthcare system is primarily to blame. They died from the pandemic, and they died from self-abuse. And they died from a lot of other medical conditions that were not taken care of properly. When you have to make that decision about affording to go to the doctor or affording to feed your family, that's what happens. Unquote. Now, what I'm wondering about is, with all the extra food stamp benefits the government is hanging out, who's having to choose between healthcare and feeding their family? Between that extra $95 of food stamps and Obamacare giving us all free health care, how is there a choice? November 10th, 2022. Remember that 77 minutes that took a police officer to get a door open? Texas public schools would have to install panic buttons in classrooms and ensure all doors and windows are locked. Ensure all doors and windows are locked. Because the cop couldn't get in because the door was locked. So to prevent future shootings, we'll lock the doors. The cops couldn't get in now. They sure, right? Well, no, the great one is going to keep the shooter out. Let me tell you something. A determined 18-year-old kid is going to get through that locked door in a lot less than 77 minutes. Especially, let me tell you something. If this 18-year-old kid who drives like a woman is so pissed off that he wants to shoot people, I promise you he's going to get through a locked door in a lot less than 77 minutes. If you put up a locked door and you told me, great one, on the other side of that locked door, there is a Jewish transsexual. And if you get through that door, you can do anything to that Jewish tranny and there will be zero repercussions. I will get through that door in a lot less than 77 minutes. We're going to put panic buttons in the schools. Because you see, none of these 24-year-old school teachers have cell phones. There's no way any of these 24-year-old bimbo school teachers could pull out their cell phone and rapidly send a text message to somebody to request assistance because they're getting shot at. Women are completely, they're just clumsy and incompetent at using their cell phones. So we're going to put panic buttons in all the classrooms. How much will that cost? Now you have to hire people to monitor the panic buttons. Do you see what I'm saying? School shootings will not go away. This is generating a lot of jobs and a lot of revenue. Texas public schools would have to install panic buttons in classrooms and ensure all doors and windows are locked and monitored, so that require monitoring. How do you monitor a locked window and locked door? Sensors to tell you if they're open or closed? Cameras? How much does that cost? Who's monitoring the monitoring devices? How much do we have to pay them? Do they get Obamacare? Will they be on food stamps? Locked and monitored under new proposed safety standards released last week by the Texas Education Agency. The proposal is the latest effort, because we've had a lot of efforts previously, all of which have failed. This is the latest effort to strengthen school safety after, just to remind you, 19 children who were all going to grow up to be liberals and two teachers who were fucking overweight bimbos were killed at Robb Elementary in Uvalde last May in the state's deadliest school shooting. It's the state's deadliest school shooting. We're going to remind you of that every single time. The Dallas Morning News reported that the school districts in coming weeks can apply for grants, otherwise known as stolen taxpayer money, from TEA to cover spending on security-related items, including installment of silent panic buttons this year. Each district will receive at least $200,000, with funds awarded on a per-student count. Districts would also be required to Districts would also be required to undergo twice annual maintenance checks to make sure that two-way radio equipment used by law enforcement and first responders works inside their school buildings. Because the police and the fucking first responders are so fucking stupid that they went and bought radios that don't work inside buildings. My thin blue line. Previous reports indicate poor radio communication was because none of these cops have cell phones. Poor radio communication was one reason. The other reason, of course, was that they couldn't get a door unlocked for 77 minutes. Previous reports indicate poor radio communication was one reason, one of the many excuses the Thin Blue Line has for their failure. One reason law enforcement didn't confront the gunman for more than an hour in Udvall. 77 minutes, to be precise, apparently. We had poor radio communication. We knew he was in this room, and I couldn't figure out how to unlock the door, and it's because of poor radio communication, because it never occurred to me, the chief of police, to use my cell phone. Even though I'm looking at Facebook on my cell phone all fucking day long. Like a fucking woman. Once again, Emergency Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program food benefits, otherwise known as food stamps, have been extended through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Isn't this where we started? This is exactly where we started on episode one of this series. Well, we're extending food stamps because of the Wuhan virus. More than 334.5 million dollars are going to 1.6 million Texas households. Hold on. I'm stupid. But am I stupid? That was a rhetorical question. Don't answer that question. Yes, great when you're stupid. Hold on. 334.5 million, 334.5, is going to 1.6 million households, divided by 1.6, it's all millions. So, wait, hold on. See, I don't know if I'm doing math wrong or if it really is this ridiculous. So it's that much money. That much fucking houses. 20 dollars. That can't be right. 1.6 million times 20. $20? What? I can't even get math to work. Somebody figure it out. Somebody leave me a comment. How much money is each household getting? This is hurting my head. As we head into the holiday season, we hope these additional allotments provide nourishing meals to Texans in need, said Texas HHS Access and Eligibility Services Deputy Executive Commissioner Wayne Salter. That's a white guy, guaranteed. He is the Access and Access and Eligibility Services Deputy Executive Commissioner. You know, if we just vote Republican harder, I bet that'll solve a lot of problems. All SNAP households will receive a minimum of $95 in emergency benefits by November the 30th. Since April 2020, more than 8.5 $1.7 billion of my tax money have been provided in the to eligible Texans. Money printer, go burr. To the point that I can't even do math anymore. November the 24th, 2022. Hold on, I have to refresh my Guinness. Texas legislators are off to the races, filing more than 850 bills on Monday, the first day of the filing season for the 88th session, which begins January the 10th. And that's why Texas is smart in the sense that we only allow our legislators to meet every other year. The Austin American-Statesman reported, which means it's probably not true, the newspaper just reported this in order to get clicks. The Austin American-Statesman reported that potential laws, constitutional amendments, and propositions addressing everything from property taxes to border security, access to guns, abortion, education, and health care, thousands more bills will be filed prior to the March 10th deadline. Governor Greg Abbott and Costello, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Dade Phelan have not yet announced their legislative priorities. Property tax is likely to be a top item given past remarks from the state leaders. With a hefty state surplus of $27 billion predicted, two bills would carve into that surplus to reduce property taxes. Other topics include proposed limitation. Democrats have filed a bevy of bills to increase gun safety and limit access to certain firearms. Wow, imagine that. Democrats want to limit access to weapons. What's even less surprising is that Republicans will not stop them from passing some of this shit. Eight Democrat state senators filed a bill that would create exceptions to the state's abortion ban in the case of rape or incest, as well as additional medical exceptions. What about pedophilia? Will there be an exception for pedophilia? What if a 15-year-old girl is knocked up by a 40-year-old guy? And in the case of rape and incest, why are you blaming the baby? I mean, look, incest, you got DNA. We got enough mongoloids as it is. I'm not going to lie. I'm certainly not opposed to aborting incest babies. And let's be, dude, if you'd fuck somebody in your own family, I'm in favor of aborting you as well. Rape, again, I'm gonna assume we're talking about real rape, not fag tag Me Too shit, you know, and all this, like actual real rape, you know, in a way, because if it's an actual real rapist, okay, a man who is fucking insane, right? It's not where the woman agreed to have sex and then fucking 7 months later she decided maybe she didn't really feel like having sex. No, I'm talking about real rape where a guy like beats a woman up and hold, you know, and like points a gun at her and smacks her around and ties her up and cuts her and then fucks her and leaves her laying in a ditch half alive. Okay. That guy is insane or he's black and that is going to be reflected in his DNA because there's a genetic component to insanity. I'm sure some of you don't want to hear that. And for, I say, well, yeah, women, they're genetically women and they're all insane. Exactly. There's a genetic component to insanity. And honestly, getting that DNA out of the gene pool, it's hard for me to argue against that. So I'm really not opposed to aborting for rape and incest. But as you know, I'm also in favor of aborting if the mother is a single mother. for the exact same reasons. I mean, she's a single mother, so her DNA is fucked up, right? She's trying to spit out children without a man to take care of them. Her DNA is fucked up. And who'd she get impregnated by? Some guy who's willing to knock up women he's not married to and have them spit out babies. I mean, he's not exactly a catch either. Let's get all that shit out of the gene pool. Get a fucking net and scoop all those fucking turds out of the goddamn pool and then pour a whole bunch of chlorine in there. And once again, yeah, well, no, never mind. My mouth was going faster than my brain. I was about to go down a line of reasoning and then I realized what I was about to say was completely wrong. Let's continue. Legalizing gambling will again be before the legislature, as it has in the past several sessions. Another Democrat measure, shocking Democrat, would expand. Okay, well, guess what's going to be expanded? Do you think this expansion will have anything to do with my tax money? Another Democrat measure, which Republicans will not stop from taking place, would expand Medicaid benefits for women. Of course, for women, not for men, for women both before and after birth. Before and after the woman is born, or before and after the woman gives birth? And why is it only for women who are giving birth? Because there are some men who can also give birth. This is transphobic. And if nothing else, you would think Republicans would oppose this because of how transphobic it is. And Republicans want their enemies, like the trannies, to like them. So that's what Republicans should come out and say, hey, this bill is going to give benefits to women before and after birth. But these Democrats, they don't understand that not everyone who gives birth is a woman. Some men can give birth. And we stand with the trannies on this issue. And thus, we are opposing the Democrats and their transphobic law. But of course, the Republicans won't do that because they're a bunch of cucks and cowards. And remember, if you just vote Republican harder, maybe you can vote your way out of the decline. A number of recipients of the Obama-era program known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, are urging Congress to act during the lame duck session to give them permanent protection against deportation. Well, imagine that. People who came to this country illegally want the government to grant them protection from being removed from the country for being here illegally. So, hey, government, hi. So I raped all these women over here, and I'd really like it if you would grant me protection from being arrested and tried and prosecuted for raping these women. Could you do that for me, please? Thanks. But, hey, while you're at it, could you give me some taxpayer money, too? The Texas Standard reported Austin accountant. This person's an accountant. Well, at least he's an accountant. Edsala, I don't know if that's a male or a female or a tranny. Edsala Lopez, I'm going to take a wild guess that Lopez isn't white, was one of several recipients who met with congressional leaders to tell their stories and urge them to adopt such legislation. Nearly 600,000 children who were brought here by parents who are not U.S. citizens are protected under DACA, while another 400,000 are eligible but have been stymied from enrolling by legal challenges. There's 1 million kids in this country illegally getting my tax money. Yeah, I'm completely in favor of abortion. Retroactive abortion. Quote, this is my third time in D.C. flying to meet with congressmen from both sides of the aisle, and they just keep on talking and talking, unquote, said Diego Coroz, 32 of Austin. I'm going to guess Diego isn't white. Quote, I think it's time they finally put an importance to find... I think it's time that they finally put an importance to find a solution, a long-term solution for the DACA recipients, for the dreamers, so that we stop living in limbo, unquote. I think it's time they finally put an importance to find a solution. You can't even speak English, but you want to stay in my country. I don't go to France and be like, hey, I want to live here for the rest of my life. Parlez-vous français? Or whatever the fuck they say, because I don't speak French, which was the fucking point. Dreamers. See, they're not illegal immigrants. They're dreamers. Your Honor, I am not a rapist. I am a dream. There it is. There it is. Your Honor, I am not a pedophile. I am a dreamer. I am a minor attracted person, and I dream of a time when minor attracted persons can have the same rights as everyone else, because that's all we want. We just want the right to get married like trannies and homosexuals and rapists and niggers and Jews and cracker-ass fucking cucked white people have. That's all we're asking for, Your Honor. We are dreamers. We dream of a day when we, as minor attracted persons, can marry the people that we love, just like everyone else. Because love is love, Your Honor. And we're just dreamers. That will work. That what I just did right there, that will work on a solid 20% of the population of the United States of America. I am completely in favor of abortion. The City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, is the latest recipient of migrants being bused from Texas border communities. Hey, Abbott! The first bus arrived in Philadelphia last Wednesday. Quote, since April, Texas busing strategy has successfully provided much-needed relief to our border communities overwhelmed by the historic influx of migrants caused by President Biden's reckless open border policies, unquote, Abbott and Costello said. Texas has been sending busloads of migrants to Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kinney said the city welcomed the migrants and has been preparing for their possible arrival since summer. We welcome that. We've been preparing for this moment. I've been sitting here hoping that Abbott and Costello would send illegal immigrants to our city so I could spend taxpayer money on them. I mean, they've been hoping for this. They've been preparing for this. Quote, as a proud, welcoming city, we will greet our newly arrived neighbors with dignity and respect and tax money. And then we will tell them why they should vote Democrat and hate white people and how there's no such thing as boys and girls. And yes, it's totally normal for 47-year-old men to have sex with 8-year-old boys because love is love. The Texas Department of Public Transportation is urging holiday season motorists to exert caution and to especially not drink and drive, which is not true at all because people driving after drinking 2 beers is a huge source of revenue for the state. And the entire alcohol, you know, the entire DUI industrial complex. There is a fuck ton of people who make a fuck ton of money when you get pulled over after drinking 3 beers and you're driving home. It's a whole ecosystem in and of itself. More than I ever, for you guys that have been around a long time, you know that I've said that back in Fort Collins, you weren't a real resident of Fort Collins until you got arrested for DUI. Because like half the people I knew in Fort Collins had been busted for DUI. And until I talked to some of them, I mean, I knew that there was a lot of money involved. I had no idea how much that cost you. Because it's not just, oh, you got that you get a ticket from the government. You got to go to all of this therapy and shit, whatever, you know, I don't know, they call it therapy or whatever. But you've got to go talk to all these 24-year-old bimbos who want to talk to you about your feelings and why you, and the amount of money that it cost to do all the stupid shit you have to do. So no, once again, the state of Texas doesn't want people to not drink and drive. That is absolutely nonsense. There's an entire fucking economic ecosystem built specifically around school shooters. I mean, single mothers. I mean, people who are driving after having a couple of beers. You don't want these things to go away because then the ecosystem that thrives on those things will die. And none of those people in those ecosystems want to go find new jobs. This is why. Hey, great one. Are you going to explain why the statism doesn't work? Why does the statisms not work? This is why it doesn't work. Statism, government cannot solve problems. It cannot do it. Because if they solve the problems that happens, then the parts of the government that solve the problem are no longer required. Those people would then become unemployed. Nobody is going to solve themselves out of a fucking job. But hey, maybe if we just vote Republican harder. I am completely in favor of abortion, just in case we're not fucking clear on this. Abortion should be legal until the 400th trimester. Wow, there's another school shooting. Isn't that tragic? No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Half of those kids were going to grow up not knowing if they're a boy or a girl, and 97% of them were going to grow up to vote Democrat. It's not tragic. It's not even fucking remotely tragic. This isn't a fucking joke. And as for the dead teachers, oh, no, teachers are not heroes without capes. Yes, teachers are evil. You're welcome. Fucking teachers. The state saw 48,641 traffic crashes during the holiday season from December 1st, 2021 to January 1st, 2022, with 433 fatalities and 1,695 serious injuries. So in an entire month in the state of Texas, with all those people driving all those miles, there are a whopping 48,000 traffic accidents. Seems pretty reasonable to me. Nearly a quarter of those, 23%, were related to drunk drivers, according to Texas DOT. Remember, when the state, any state, in your drunk driving statistics, I learned this a while back, I've said this before, if there's an auto wreck, okay, and in the back seat of one of the cars, there is a person who is drunk, but both drivers were perfectly sober, that's still counted as an alcohol-related automobile accident. It's kind of like the Wuhan hoax. If you died, and you actually died because your wife pulled the plug on your life support, because you were on life support because you had a stroke, but you also had the Wuhan virus in your body, that's counted as a Wuhan death. See, it's the same thing. So that 23% is probably more like probably 17%. Statistically speaking, these numbers are insignificant. December 1st, 2022. Abbott and Costello has told the Texas Education Agency and school superintendent that Wuhan vaccine cannot be mandated as part of school entry requirements. This overrides a recommendation from the CDC that added the vaccine to immunization schedules for adults and school-age children. Quote, regardless of what the CDC may suggest, in Texas, the Wuhan vaccine remains voluntary. Texas schools shall not require students to receive the Wuhan vaccine for any reason. Unquote. Abbott and Costello's letter to the TEA and school chiefs said. Every once in a while, a politician can do something right. We will ignore the fact that in absence of this letter, the schools could have forced people to get WuVax because these schools all guarantee, of course, not guarantee, all support a woman's right to choose to murder her unborn child. Because it's her body, her choice, just as long as she gets the vaccine that we're telling her she has to get injected into her body. I know that point's been made by me and 1,000 other people a million times, and yet we still have to make that point. Yet it still hasn't permeated. Like the whole conflict between my body, my choice, and you have to get a vaccine is still something that is beyond the intelligence of literally Hitler, 98.5% of the population. And there's nothing we can do about it other than enjoy the decline. I mean, there's not. There's just no way to save this. There's no way to fix this. Other than legalizing abortion into the 400th trimester. A long-awaited state report. Oh, sorry, December 22nd. 2022. A long-awaited state report concludes most pregnancy-related deaths in Texas in 2019 were preventable and disproportionately affected. Come on, guys. Come on. Who did it disproportionately affect? Now, you're tempted to say trannies and pedophiles because that is a very good guess. Who did the pregnancy-related deaths, I was looking to get the terminology right, who was disproportionately affected by the pregnancy-related deaths? Yes, that's right. You guessed it. Black women. It's racism. Maybe if they were back in Africa, maybe their fucking babies would come out right. I don't know. They're on the wrong side of the equator. Maybe that's the fucking problem, right? The baby, it's coming out of the fucking vag. It's trying to spin counterclockwise, but because we're north of the equator, it needs to go clockwise. I don't fucking know. And you know what? I don't fucking care. You know, for all of these fucking darky women, had they had some, probably a white guy, shove a vacuum cleaner up their cooch and fucking crush the skull of the baby and suck it out and then pull it out and throw it in the trash can, that'd be fine. So what's the big fucking deal? The report issued by the Texas Department of State Health Services and the Texas Maternal Mortality and Morbidity Committee indicated deaths were mainly attributable to hemorrhage, mental health conditions, and blood clots. So maybe I got this right. Black women, pox females, are dying is it pregnancy-related deaths? So not birth-related deaths, pregnancy-related deaths. So death while you're pregnant, not death while you're giving birth. So black women are dying while they're pregnant because of mental health conditions. Okay, I'm interested in learning more about this. I don't know how this is possible to happen or determine. I mean, considering all women have mental health problems all the fucking time, because all women have emotions, and all women think that having emotions is bipolar disorder. And why are they hemorrhaging and having blood clots? Didn't they get the Wuhan vax? Wait, this is in 2019, so this was before the Wuhan hoax. So we can't blame Wuhan. Okay, so we can't blame Wuhan for this. This is one thing. This is going to be one time in this entire fucking series of fucking podcasts where Wuhan can't be blamed for something. Maybe. We'll find out. Also playing a role were discrimination and violence. Discrimination. What did I tell you? Racism. Women, black women, pox women, or pox females, pox thoughts, niggers, are dying while pregnant because of racism. It's what it says. I'm not making that up. Discrimination, the nigger women, when they're pregnant, are dying because of discrimination. Those fucking Nazis. They're murdering these pregnant darky girls. DSHS issued the report after months of delay, which drew criticism from members of... Well, it takes a long time to fake all this data. Okay, they're busy. They got a lot of data faking to do. It's like global warming. There's a lot of stuff here you got to fake. DSHS issued the report after months of delay. There's, of course, no link to the report because there's no source material ever in this thing, because it's kind of like this state capitol highlights written by Gary Borders. It's a lot like going to the website of somebody in the manosphere, right? There's a lot of opinionating and a lot of, oh, look at my beard and hey, here's a picture of my car and look how much I am like James Bond. But there's not a lot of link to source material. DSHS issued the report after months of delay, which drew criticism from members of the committee and drew criticism from members of the committee and maternal health advocates, as well as Democratic lawmakers. Democratic with a big D. In other words, Democrat. Wow. Hey, guys, Democrats are playing the race card. Who saw that coming? 14 women. Guys, 14. 14 women out of the entire population of the state of Texas. 14 women. 14. Great one. How many people are in Texas? Google it, motherfucker. I mean, when I lived in Houston, there was like 12 billion people there. The population of Texas? I don't know. It's a lot. I know that a lot is not a number. I get that. I understand I'm being like a global warming wacko. We're going to have extreme weather. There's a lot of people. There's a super extreme number of people in Texas. Okay. There's a lot of 14. 14. 14. That's 10 plus 4. Just in case I'm not articulating myself. 14 women out of the entire state of Texas died during pregnancy over the study period. What was the period of the study? Was the study conducted over a week or a year? It doesn't say. 14 women, while pregnant, so that's 14 women, died within a 9-month span of their lives. 14 women out of the entire state of Texas. I'm supposed to pretend this is a fucking crisis? This is literally Hitler right up there with global warming. Yes, the pregnant women are dropping dead and the ice caps are going to melt at any fucking moment. Fourteen women died during pregnancy over the study period, while another 45 died up to a year after giving birth. 45 women in the entire state of Texas died within 1 year of having a baby. Did they die because of the baby? Were they in an automobile accident? Did they get Wuhan? I mean, come on. This is not science. This is not even statistics. This is not even numbers. This is Democrats masturbating to different ways to accuse white people of racism. The legislature in the coming session is likely to consider extending postpartum Medicaid assistance from 6 months to 1 year. Because we can solve this with more tax money. We can solve this by giving black women more welfare. And of course, we all know the way to stop this is to vote Republican and to vote Republican harder. The, quote, consistence of maternal health disparities, unquote, otherwise known as white people are racist, was noted by the committee as a key theme that runs through the report. Black women are twice as likely to experience serious health issues during childbirth. Wow, maybe that's because evolution knows they shouldn't be reproducing. Quote, the report makes it clear that state leaders must do more to prevent maternal deaths and support healthy pregnancies among Texas women of all backgrounds, regardless, but particularly among black women, unquote, said Diana Forrester, director of health policy for the advocacy group Texans Care for Children. See, it's up to politicians to do more to keep women from dying. The women, of course, have no responsibility to keep themselves from dying by doing exercise and eating less bread.